News release. Ontario Provincial Police. On August 21, 2023, at approximately 4:30 a.m., the East Algoma, Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, were called in relation to two people stabbed at Eston Lake in the city of Elliott Lake. Police attended an area near the Eston Lake boat launch where multiple camper trailers are parked. Two people reported being woken up to numerous people in their trailer assaulting and stabbing them. The two people recognized the individuals as there was prior conflict between them. The two injured people sustained serious injuries and were taken to hospital by Algoma Paramedic Services. After the attack, the individuals fled the area in a vehicle which was intercepted a short time later on Highway 17 in Massey. Police conducted a traffic stop and arrested five people. Avery Coppins, 18 years old, of Elliott Lake was charged with aggravated assault, 2 counts. Assault with a weapon, 2 counts. Break, enter a place, commit indictable offense. Emma Condo, 18 years old, of Sudbury was charged with aggravated assault, 2 counts. Assault with a weapon, 2 counts. Break, enter a place, commit indictable offense. Justin Mayer, 20 years old, of Sudbury was charged with aggravated assault, 2 counts. Assault with a weapon, 2 counts. Break, enter a place, commit indictable offense. Disguise with intent. Caleb Pond, 24 years old, of Sudbury was charged with aggravated assault, 2 counts. Assault with a weapon, 2 counts. Possession of weapon for dangerous purpose. Break, enter a place, commit indictable offense. Disguise with intent. James, Jr., Lindgren, 19 years old, of Sudbury was charged with aggravated assault, 2 counts. Assault with a weapon, 2 counts. Possession of weapon for dangerous purpose. Break, enter a place, commit indictable offense. Disguise with intent. The accused persons appeared before the Ontario Court of Justice Bail Court in Elliott Lake and Blind River on August 22, 2023. The OPP's uniform members, East Algoma Crime Unit, K-9, Emergency Response Team, ERT, and Forensic Identification Services, FIS, continue the investigation.